So we last left off speaking about the Avaida, which we have after the Suda, which entails a lot in Avaida Hashem, seizing those moments, the preciousness of this man of Friday night. And today, Mr. Hashem, we're going to discuss the Avaida of Hachana L'Shachris. Because Shachris, during the week even, is such a precious time, and therefore the moments before davening are very chashiv and should be taken very seriously, how much more so on Shabbos, that everything is magnified thousands of times, to be able to come into a Shachris in a way that a person has made hachana for Shachris. So this is a discussion which goes into the Rishonim, into the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to have to find our way through this because it seems a little bit tricky. Like, we have to, on the one hand, take very seriously the Avoida, which is, you know, the after the Suda Avoida, and yet there's the Avoida before Shacharis. Now, of course, it's all one and the same, but there's a Zman of Hachana L'Shacharis, and there's the post Suda Avoida. Like, when do you sleep, right? So let's see. This is the Mordechai. Of course, the Mordechai is one of the Rishonim, and this is a based in Halacha that the Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ama shenagu ha'olam, that which the Velt is nahig, shekol yemei ha'shavua misa'irim b'vorka l'beis ha'knesses." L'spal limud, that the oilim that they wake up very early and they daven very early. U'b'shabbos yishenim yoyser b'shachris. Yet Shabbos davening seems to be later. Is that time of shodavar? This is the reason, because in the Torah, in the Talmud Shal Shachar, it says baboiker baboiker, and in the Talmud Shal Shachar b'shabbos it doesn't say baboiker. It just says uvayom ha'shabbos. So baboiker baboiker would imply that it has to be done early in the morning, whereas Shachris, on Shabbos, since it doesn't say Boiker, it just says V'yom HaShabbos, so it doesn't seem to be emphasizing the need to do so early. The Tam Zeh Shama Ribar Yudah B'Iroima Mipir Rav Haigoin. This is quoted in the name of Rav Haigoin. And again, this is brought down in the Rama. If that's the case, it would seem that there's an inyan to wake up late and daven on Shabbos. You know, like we said, classic pshat and shenim b'Shabbos tainik. Get a good shluf and have a late shachris. So we have to understand the sugya a little bit more. Let's turn our attention to the Tana of Elio Rabba, who writes, "I'm on the Gadosh Baruch Eliso. Le'kasafti lechem b'serasi le'yom ha'shtefer atar ezem ipicha. Afal pishatam oisem malacha kol shisha yomim, Shabbos yasaku le'tar. Since you're working 6 days of the week, Shabbos should be kulay tayra. Now says Elionavi, Mikan Amru, from here they said, Yashkim Adam v'yishne b'Shabbos. Oh, you should be waking up early. V'yelech l'beis ha'knesses or l'beis ha'medrash. V'yikr b'toyra v'yishne b'nevim. Go to shul and to learn Torah. So we see a makor that there is an inyan to wake up early on Shabbos morning. How does that stem with the Mordechai? Now take a look at Chubras Rav Troy Goin. He was asked this question about whether or not to wake up early or late on Shabbos morning. And he says something unbelievable. Ka chayrinu min ha-shamayim. He has a giloi min ha-shamayim. It was revealed to him. She Yisrael shemashkim v'ayin b'teknias b'jmejasr v'shabbos yom t'ayvim v'layim dim. The yidin who wake up early and come to shul to daven on Shabbos and yontiv. Mida yafa hinaisim. They're doing the right thing. V'kach minag bavel mitchilas galas rishon. This was how Klai Yisrael did it from the beginning of our galas. She came and she galu l'bavel v'nismayt ha-tam v'batu l'haylem v'amalam dim. Right, when things became difficult for us to learn Torah, mitzar hagolus, nitzkavtu b'nei yisanevim b'alei Torah. So there were those who nevertheless persevered and became talmidei chachamim and the neviim, and they would show up to their door and say, "Amar lahem, anu ein b'yadin lo mishnah b'alei tamur. We're amaratzim. L'shanas b'alayla v'yeshanu tarech michya parnasa. How are we going to learn at night? We have all these stresses of life and making a parnasa. B'shabes v'yamim toivim mi hayesh lanu panai." So these days of Shabbos and Yontif, we talk, I have time. Neshi batal v'nishin kol ha'layla. We should just sleep it away. So therefore, tiknu lahashkin l'vadikneisius v'loim d'man shachris. They were misakin. Dafka to wake up early on Shabbos morning and to learn. V'hismichum al minhag davim alach Yisrael. As David HaMelech said, as a smachta des chatsa Yisrael la'akum l'hoidas lach. This is an inyan, which is meramis to Shabbos. Shabbos. We're going to put this together, Mitzvah Hashem. Let's just go through a couple more Mamakamos and sum it up. This is from Taras HaKodesh HaKadmai. He says that which is brought down, he addresses the Mordechai specifically. Umasho mishem haMordechai, it's brought down from the Mordechai shem acharim b'Shabbes, that everything is done late. You got to know what he's talking about. Hanudavka le'inyan tefila b'vad, davening is done late. Aval inyan esak haTorah, but to learn ain mishiachi chalila chalila ki masiyah b'chol kem b'Shabbes. The person should just let the time go by before Shachris and Shabbos with nothing. Adarabba, yoyser chiyuv. It's a bigger chiyuv to learn Shabbos morning, like we saw from Tanit Vilyo. Or befrat oysam hamavalim klaimis shavua behavli azman, especially those who are not engaged in avodah shasayim directly the entire week. Bevade aleim godol hachiyuv. Shalai lishan kol el Shabbos, not to sleep through a full night's sleep on Friday night, umagambi maisacharev in the long winter nights, v'layata oizan lekol hamalachashim, don't listen to those who make fun, sha'oinig shabbosu, that they say that it's oinig shabbos to sleep a lot, ki ein oinig yoiser me oinig haneshama hakadosha, asha yoshevis galmuda beduda kol hayamim, that the whole week we ignore, v'ein mevakashesa, skipping a couple lines, but on Shabbos kodesh we should be doyresh, al kein kol ba'nefesh yamud ba'ashmoyres. Anyone who's a Baal Nefesh should wake up early, and to do what he can to learn Torah. And on the bottom, which is from Shalos and Chuvas Mishneh Sachir, although it's cut off a little bit, he writes in his Chuvas, in discussing this inyan, he puts it together and says as follows, that there are those who wake up early and they daven early, and those who wake up late and daven late. Not that they wake up late, that they daven late. He says, Elu, those who that they wake up and they make bit hachanas before tefillah, so that the tefillah should shine. And there are those that they wake up early and they daven early so that they can learn after davening. Both are praiseworthy. But to just have a late davening and to shluff and not to learn, that's the intention along the lines of a Tarasat Kodesh HaKamun. Davening may be early. That we can agree with the Ramah and the Mordechai. But not at the expense of learning Torah. It's just a little bit not so mashma from the Mordechai that way, because the idea of baboiker baboiker would imply that the korban is brought early, and the fact that it's not there, uvayim Shabbos, when it seemed that the davening is later, meaning that it does give room for one to think that there should be shluffing on Shabbos morning. So for that, I just want to point out, and to just be miyashav a little bit, that it really depends, and this is based on the Orachem HaKadosh, who says, and others do as well, that it really depends. That a person who's a balabas, and he's working the whole week, and he doesn't have time to learn Torah, Shabbos is a day, it's kulay Torah, so for him, it's incumbent to wake up early, and to learn, and to make a chanas v'tvila. However, a person who's a Talmud Chacham, that his whole week that he's a chatzis laila degayid, that he's making lailas kayamim, and he's learning, and he's being mishaber esaguf, so to speak, in order to learn more Torah. So then for him, Shabbos is a day to recuperate. It's like shviyas, it's like Shemitah. Because you're working so hard during the 6 days of the week, and toiling and working so hard on the ground, so Shabbos is the shviyas, which is a time to rest, that a Talmud Chacham uses that zman, and believe me, that the Talmud Chacham sleep is not a regular sleep. He's zeichet through those sleeps to have even bigger hasagas. And certain hischachas. And this is really perhaps the implication by the karbanas. We're talking about the kahanim here. We're talking about people who are bringing the karbanas. The kahanim are working very hard the whole week. So for a kohen, Ovim HaShabbos, to sleep in a little bit before having to be in the karbanas, so then we can understand that. They were the Bali Masaira. These are the Bali Torah. But it really depends. And it's really mashma from the Lashon of the Tanav Elio. If you would, maybe you notice, he's giving musa to those who, and he says, Afo pishatem oisim alacha kol sheshet yamim. Those who are working all 6 days, so for them, Shabbos Yasaku Leitaira. And the same thing was true in the Taras HaKadosh HaKamun. He's saying, Befrat Oizim HaMavalim Kol Yomayis HaShavua Behavli Azman. Those people who are working during the 6 days of the week. So for them, Shabbos has to be where you maximize every single moment. But of course, real Talmid Chachamim and Tzaddikim, they don't look at themselves as having worked very hard during the week. They come into Shabbos thinking like, what have I done? I wasted all this time. And they mechazik themselves, and they know what real Tainug is. And they don't see themselves as having needing to sleep, etc. But of course, the main thing is that a person should know and to work hard, and as Avedis Hashem, to try to make as much nachas for Kadosh Baruch Hu as possible. If you take a look at Derech Emes Vemuna, I'm not sure what that is, and it's quoting an eyewitness account of I'm not sure if it's the Rav of the city of Chalav. I don't know. This is going back 200 years ago. he says that the Roif Kahala Dasenu, he says, we wake up after Chatzais. And everybody says, he doesn't mean on a Shabbos. He's talking about on a regular day. The majority of the Kehila woke up after Chatzais. They would come to the Beis Knesses, and they would make Chaburis and learning. The Talmud Chachamim, they would learn Gemara and Taisvis. And the other Chaburis would learn Shachan Aruch Arachai. And there was the Sifrei Musar Chabur. And there was the Reish Chachma Chabur. And everywhere there were things going on every single night of the week. And on Leil Shabbos, Mismali Beis HaKnesses Aira, it was illuminated. And the Reif HaKehili would come, Kimat Kulam, he says, even those who didn't come during the week, they came Friday night, and they learned all together Sefer Tehillim. Mitchilasa v'atzayfai. Bekol Ram, Mila b'Mila, and then they said Shir Hashem. Can you imagine? This is like a Gan Eden, such a community like this. Who ever heard of Chalav? I don't even know what that is, but they were holding up the world. U'meidani alai, and he says, I testify that as long as we kept to this minhag, nobody had any worries, there was no sadness, there was no concerns, nobody got injured, there was never any losses. That's what we could say about this, that door. that they continued this practice. Business was great. There was no problems of inflation, nothing. Everybody was able to find themselves becovered. Amazing. Take a look at Rav Tzvi Meyer. And the next one, Malcolm Sichas Vizchaskas, he says, they took this matzav of Shabbos, Hachana, Shachris, very seriously throughout all the Dairis. He says, one of the relatives of Yitzhak Yochanan's specter from Kovna, he gave us an account, he told us, I guess he has this b'Kabbalah, what Shabbos looked like in the morning in the earlier Dairis. Even the simple ones. Or maybe Sham that on Leil Shabbos Kodesh Acher Chatzos Laila, Kvar Hayu Kol Batei HaMedrash Meleim. The shuls were packed with people. V'chol Echad Hayu Oisik B'Torah Lefi Dargasa. Shabbos was a zman that everybody saw himself as a David HaMelech of Chatzos Laila Akom. V'hu Marech Sham B'Tir Simchas HaShabbos Shebechol Batei Yisrael. Imagine the simcha that it was, the Oinik Shabbos which they had, the Hisroimim Asmamish Me'ein Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba. And also the Satmirav, the Satmirav explained, "B'taim b'demil sasher hinig b'tei yisal midrash al yispal b'sham b'sham mechares." So why do we make Shabbos davening late? He explained, "Mishum kamas dana in earlier dairis they were noheg b'shabbos achatar and leilach b'kurim and karmi yidim ish v'ishto davei garim kamarois." He says we can't trust the people anymore that if we're going to daven early, because you can imagine if you're waking up at chatzayis laila, right? So then you're going to daven early. Because you're already up 4 or 5 hours. So you're going to daven alisa shachar. Listen, everybody's there. People are awake. People are strong. What happens to early shachars? So why are we making Shabbos so late? It's because, first of all, people aren't coming like they used to come early. But he says, but now, unfortunately, the doiris are getting weaker and weaker. He says, we can't trust what people are going to do. He says, nowadays, people are, that they go for spatsiras and they walk and kamarois, prikas gather hatsnias. Right? If you finish davening early, you're leaving the whole day open for people to do whatever things that they want to do on Shabbos Kodesh, which could jeopardize the whole Kedusha Matzav of Shabbos. So he says, take a look at this, the last line, he says, V'shamati Oy, that he said, Shikolzman sho'en b'mesa medjish m'achem b'sivilasam, that as long as we have people in the shuls, that davening is pushed off late in the morning, and people are staying in shul very long, then v'adei sho'az misnagin kusha, we know that they're going to behave. But if once we send them home, who knows what's going to happen after that? Try to keep them in the Beis Medrash as much as possible. It's a person has to be a chacham to know how to make the best out of the yidden, how to make the best out of the situation, and to know from the clientele like what they're capable of doing, what they're willing to do, how to structure the day, and to maximize the avoda which best suits the mizug of the community, the people in the community. Now this avoda of Hachana for Shabbos morning, which is, like we said, very, very big by the Tzaddikim. Take a look at the Rashab, what he said about himself. Bimei Hachol hu tzarech shalosh shayos. During the week, I need 3 hours of Hachanas before Shachris. Kedil hachin esatzon tefillah. And Shabbos in Yantiv, I need 5 hours. That's what he said. 5 hours of Hachana, right? These are people who are not davening late, like in Lubavitch, right? They daven very late. But these are not people that they're davening late because they're stam shooting the breeze. These are people that they're waking up, they need hours and hours of Hachana. Like I heard from my Rebbe and I mentioned to you that on an average day, we need 2 hours of Hachana before Shacharis. Shacharis is the climax of the day. And we need to prepare ourselves. So the Rashab needed 3. And 5 on Shabbos. It goes to show, like, that they had their eyes on something. There was a goal in mind that they were supposed to get from Shacharis. And of course, from the whole Shabbos. And Shabbos being, Shacharis just being a part of a greater picture. Take a look at the Beis Aaron in the top of the corner, which is very well known. The statement of the Beis Aaron. That he says, learning Gemara during the Chol before Shacharis is Gan Eden HaTachtai. But learning Gemara Shabbos morning before Shacharis is Gan Eden Elyon. That he said, it's Gan Eden Elyon. And he said that when a Jew learns before davening on Shabbos morning, Valter Nishmas and Andre Panim Gehat, then that the Nishmas which we say on Shabbos morning is a different altogether. Different, completely different Lagamre, the Nishmas. We haven't gotten to speaking about Nishmas yet, but Nishmas is considered to be like one of the most important parts of all of Shabbos, certainly Shacharis morning. We'll get there, Mitzvah Hashem. The Chazanish, Shamati B'Shem Chazanish, that he said that to get up Shabbos night after Chatzos and to learn Torah, Yesh B'nei Imus V'Oyne Godol Ad Kedei Kach, there's such a gewaldic tainug in that, Sheim Nachri Hayim Margesh Hatam Hanifla Zeh, that if a guy would taste this tainug, Hayim Misgayer. That's what the Chazanish said. He would be Misgayer from the tainug. Or what it means learning Friday night after Chatzos. Again, there's different mahalchim. Some they go to sleep early, and they wake up early. Some stay up late, and they wake up a little bit later. And then there's the tzaddikim that they don't do either of them. They just stay up the whole Shabbos, because how could you sleep? Like we spoke about last year. The ikkar is that it really, of course, they overlap each other. The post avoda Friday night and the hachanas for Shacharis, the person has to know himself how to maximize the opportunity. Okay, now mikvah Shabbos morning. The roots, of course, are in the Arizal. He writes in Shara Kavanas, Tzarech litva b'berke b'yam Shabbos. Mitzvah to take a dip in the mikvah Shabbos morning, as like we explained before, that you have to be toivel on every Erev Shabbos as well, to be mafish from the chol on Shabbos. So to here, you have to be mafish, since Shabbos is what's called an aliyah b'kedusha. As Shabbos goes on, the kedusha gets greater and greater. So mamela, we have to go to the mikvah again, l'kavod the new kedusha which is coming in. But the chilek is that Friday afternoon, that we said that there's 2 tefillahs, one to remove himself from the chol and one to be nichnas into kedusha Shabbos. But here, since it's already kadosh, so it's daibet tefillah achas. All we need is 1 tefillah, just 1. Now, of course, like we mentioned, for us to make many tefillahs is not a problem because we have the comforts of a warm mikvah. It's just that if it's a freezing cold, like the Ari's mikvah is, so then if you know when you tell a person all you need is 1 dip, so then they're like, oh wow, okay, that's great because I don't know if I can handle the second one. So it doesn't mean that a person should only do 1. If he enjoys the avodah of the mikvah in the mornings, then you know alachas kama v'kama. Ben Ish Chai says 5 tefillos, but a person has liberty to find an avodah and a seder which works for himself, and not to take the Shach Kavanas here like a Shulchan Aruch. Next, my makom from Moshe from Zidichayv that he says it's mekubal. This is very interesting. I brought it down. This is just stam an inyan in tefillah b'mikvah. He says that if a person wants to go to the mikvah, he says he has a Kabbalah for Tosefes Taira, but he's running out of time. He says he can have Kavana before davening, that he's going to daven, he's going to the mikvah after davening, and it's ki'ilu he went to the mikvah before. I never heard of this, but again, it comes from a very great person. It's just very interesting that if a person's running out of time and he's mechaven, he's going to the mikvah afterwards, it's as if he went to the mikvah before. Because going to the mikvah before davening after davening is like huge, huge. It's not just to go to the mikvah during the day. Like, it's really something which is very specific to Shacharis. So when a person can go before Shacharis to the mikvah, it makes a world of a difference. This next Eitzah, which comes from the Chayzeh from Lublin, right? The Chayzeh had said that if a person has Tirdus and he can't get to the mikvah before davening, so he says an Eitzah is to give tzedakah, and by giving tzedakah, it's as if he went to the mikvah. Also, and he's semichin in a pasuk, as you can see there. You could look it for yourself. Just one last inyan pertaining to Shabbos morning. And it says in the Ber Heite, this is Ratan Halacha in the name of the Shla, that if a person is going to see his friend or he encounters somebody on the street, you don't say good morning on Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah, that's like a chil Shabbos. Say good morning or good afternoon. And he's supposed to say, no matter what part of the day it is, you say good Shabbos. Say good Shabbos, and that's because Shabbos is above night and day. Like we said, why do we stay up all Friday night? It's nighttime. No, it's not nighttime. It's daytime. He says you have to sleep during the day on Friday night. but it's really daytime. Like it says, Yoyim v'layla lo yishbaisu. It says by Noach that day and night they won't stop. That lo yishbaisu, I mean that's because it's not Shabbos. But on Shabbos, so layla v'yom yishbaisu. There's no night and day. Like in the Teva, there was no difference between night and day. Why? Because the Teva is Shabbos, the Zohar says. That's why it's called Noach, it's in the end of Menucha Shabbos. So in the Teva, there's no night and day. That's how it was. It was a world without night and day. So since you can't say good morning, because it's not morning, you can't say good afternoon, it's not afternoon. It's just Shabbos. It's Shabbos, and that's all that it is. In the back, we have like a lot. There's a lot of stories, and already it's 2 o'clock. I don't even know what to do, because there's so many nice things over here. And I guess we'll just do whatever we can. What? Yeah? Mechazik me. Okay. So the Sama Rebbe at the top right says that he once came into the Beis Medrash Shabbos morning at 7 o'clock. And he looked around the room and there was kimat nobody there. And he says it used to be in the olden times that b'ashmeiras haboiker, in the wee hours of the morning, the Beis Medrash was filled. Beis Medrash was filled. And now, you know, what's become of us? What has become of us? The Ksav Sefer in the next story, and the Shevet Halevi, Rav Osner, he says that Ksav Sefer was known, it was well known, the Ksav Sefer, that he had a special ne'imus learning Shabbos morning. It's a known thing. So here you have one account of that. The Ksav Sefer would wake up very early Shabbos morning, 3 hours after Chatzos Laila, and he would say Birchas HaShachar, Behislah V'Sgedoy L'Ma'od, on fire, V'yardu D'mayis Einav, and he would literally be crying out of Simcha, the opportunity to learn Torah at this time. And then he would call his Bachrim. He had a Seder that he did with Bachrim, also Shalayata, so that he wouldn't come to tilt the lamp, like a halacha states. And it says, Vishasa Mashke Kafe, he would have a coffee. I spoke about that? Yiddish Tanugim? No? Drinking a coffee Shabbos morning. V'achar kach lamad, then he would learn Torah, B'roiv Ched V'Simcha. It's a sight to see. And he would say, Mitayne Godel Hazeh, a great Tainag like this, like the Chazanish. Like he said, "Lamoy b'shmoyes habayker to wake up early, v'lishtais coffee and to drink a coffee, v'leishiv lilmad b'day atzlila and to be able to learn, einam yoidim ha'poishim me'uma." Mamish, people don't know about this. V'chol inyanehem lo yishvila. It's the greatest pleasure in the world. Greatest pleasure in the world. Minute echad Shabbos b'boker kiyam b'maysachol. There's a story from the Shomer Amunim Zchus Yagen Aleinu that he, when he came to Yerushalayim, so he had Shabbos very late. And Rishai Asher Zalim Magolios, who was a big tzaddik, he told him, he says, why are you making Shachar so late? Make Shabbos early. All the tzaddikim like to daven early Shabbos morning. And you're going to get probably 200 more people will daven with you if you make Shabbos, Shachar earlier. So he said that he has a Kabbalah from a Mordechai from Nedvarna that 1 minute before davening Shachar morning is worth an entire day. That's what he said. Of Torah and Avodas Hashem during the week. So he says, I'm willing to be Mevater on 200 Mispalim to have 60 more days before Shachar on Shabbos. That's what he said. 60 more days I get. Having pushing off Shabbos a little, Shabbos a little bit. Unbelievable. Now, Rabbi Arla Belzer and others say as well, there's many Maamar comments in the Sefer, that about what the appropriate time is for davening Shachar morning. And apparently there's a Kabbalah from the Lubliner that he says that the right time to daven Shachar morning, Shabbos, is 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm saying that in Ish Kodesh, right? 9 o'clock in the morning. So, Baboiker, so again, it really all depends, and it's not like Chayk v'Layavar, but, you know, especially if there's a late tish, you know, like in Stachin, you finish at 4 o'clock in the morning, you have to allow the people to sleep a little bit. So Shachar was there at 9:30. Again, it's 9 o'clock because allow you to make a chanas and to recuperate from the Friday night. Like, even after you have a Friday night in the body, you still have to have a chanas for Shabbos morning. Now, what to learn. So once the Satmar Rebbe came into the Beis Medrash, and he saw one of his Talmidim who was learning there, that he had woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning, went to the mikveh, was being Maver Sedra, and the Rebbe came in, and he saw he was being Maver Sedra, Shabbos morning, and he told him, no, Maver Sedra is not for Shabbos morning. That's, like we said on the Ari, Friday morning is Maver Sedra. Shabbos morning, the Avoida is Gemara, Taisvis, and the Rishonim. Learning Gemara B'iyah. And in many places, this is what they do. That a bacher should learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos with the Rishonim. The Chazon Ish Ha'Aver did do Shnayim Mekaveh Chatagim Shabbos morning, and I'm sure he did many other things as well. Like I don't know if he would say it's a Tam Nifla. I mean, but Chazon Ish learned Torah Lishma. I mean, he could do the Aleph Beis and have a Tam, you know, Tam Nifla. But he did Shnayim Mekaveh Chatagim Shabbos morning, as other tzaddikim did as well. The Chafetz Chaim, as you see here, Rav Eli Lampion said that he would wake up early Shabbos morning and he would learn Primis Atayr. Chafetz Chaim was holding very good. He said about himself that if it was up to him, if he didn't have achrayas to the door to write halacha, he would learn Kabbalah and Kisviyari rove of the day. That's what he said. He said about himself. His biggest cheshek was to learn Primis Atayr. He never missed going to mikvah. Shabbos morning he went to the mikvah. It was a kaddish, I'm sure you know. Take a look at the bottom of our makom. It goes from the right to the left over here. But there was a certain sheichet who was a chassid of the kedushas yomtiv that he sent to be a sheichet somewhere, and there was kamat no people there, and he was very tzabrachin, and he said, "I have no chevra." And kedushas yomtiv said, "You should stay." And then he said, "But I don't have a mikvah Shabbos morning." He said, "You don't have a mikvah Shabbos morning. You should leave. should leave." Because to have a mikvah Shabbos morning is something which a yid needs. He felt it was mamash a pikuach nefesh for him not to have a mikvah Shabbos morning. On the top left, but we'll skip that story. It's kedai to see. But there's a Kabbalah by the Chernobylers in Square and other places that goes back to Eliyahu Navi. That there's a Kabbalah from him that he told Eliyahu Navi taught the Magen from Chernobyl three things that he should do, and it's a tikkun for chatas ni'urim, for pagan bris. What are they? One of them is to fast shavivim on Friday, during the Fridays of shavivim, to fast, and also to stay up all night Thursday night learning. Actually, it's four things here. Another one is to give tzedakah on Erev Shabbos to an ani hagun, and finally also to finish Sefer Tehillim Shabbos morning without any breaks. So if you've ever been to Square for Shabbos, so early in the morning, Shabbos is like 10:30, I forget, and there's only one minyan Square, and people are walking up and down the streets like saying Tehillim, like that's what they're doing. They're taking walks and they're saying Tehillim. Many are in the shul, many are at home, many are even just walking back and forth. But the whole oilam, I mean, I say the whole oilam, but people are very careful to adhere to this minhag, which goes all the way back to the Magid, from Chernobyl, his father, the Marinayim, which you receive from Eliyahu Navi. It's fascinating, but again, there's different minhagim, like you saw from the city of Chalav, that the whole Eidim would wake up and do the whole Tehillim on Shabbos morning. Now, the aside of all of this is what we saw in this next story here, that there was a simple Jew who wasn't shaykh to Chassidus at all. He once came to the Beis Medrash of the Stoliner, we saw Hayinuka from Stolim, and he saw that the Olim there was, some were learning Tehillim and some were being Maver Sedra, some were learning Gemara, some were learning Zayah Kaddish, and he felt very broken about himself that he wasn't involved and he was missing out on this stuff. So the Stolin Rebbe told him after davening, after the Kiddush, he says the Lashon is very sweet. He says, again, I always mess up on the Yiddish, but was Hayis a black Gemara for davening? That a yid who learns Gemara before davening, it's to have a broken heart before the Eibishter. And a yid who says Tehillim before davening, it's to have a broken heart before the Eibishter. And a yid who learns Zayah Kaddish, to have a broken heart before the Eibishter. Meaning, kol hanacholim halchim alayam. It doesn't matter what a Jew learns. The main thing is that he should have a Shviras Alev before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to take a look at the Shviras Alev. Look at this next where Moshe Shermach said he heard from an Eid Riyah. He heard from an eyewitness account of the Chafetz Chaim that he would go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, and he would go in a way that it was very secret, because the Vilna Gaon was not into going to the mikvah Shabbos morning Shabbos, but the Chafetz Chaim would go very quietly. He would do that, as many would, and he would go, and before he would go into the mikvah, he would say, in Yiddish, of course, but here we have the English, "Hinini toivel lichvaitcha Hashem Yisbarach, here I'm about to be toivel for you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, ana teina lai reif tahara, please give me tahara." And then he would go into the mikvah. And that's the main thing, is that the whole avoda throughout Erev Shabbos and Shabbos morning is this eskarvus Kodesh Baruch Hu. And again, it doesn't matter what it is. It's that the Jew is looking to have tzedakah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and to be sincere. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us to be able to, again, this is very high avoda, and we're talking about things which are for sure higher than me. But the main thing is to know what a Shabbos looks like by the tzaddikim and to strive for that. And hopefully the Mishnah will be zeichet to that. And to have Shabbos and Menucha. L'chayoy Lamer.